the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Very tough week, but I'm here going over all your highlights from this Sunday's action. I'm also going to try to talk a little bit about Super Bowl, which we'll be doing a pre- and post-Super Bowl show right here on Rant EM Radio on the day of the Super Bowl, so please join us for that. We'll give you times as they become available. That number for you guys to call into the show this week is 706-993-4606. That's 706-993-4606. Not sure who's calling in, so let's go ahead and get right into it. If we don't have a lot of callers tonight, we'll be ending the show early. So definitely, let's go ahead and get right into the action. Like I say, tough game. Tough for me in so many ways. We got Tom Brady and the Patriots back in this thing. My Saints went down. You're going to see two sides of me tonight. You're going to see Will Morgan a fan, and then you're going to see Will Morgan being objective about the situation. Almost had an upset in college basketball tonight. Kansas holds on to defeat Iowa State 80-76. Also, the Houston Rockets deal Carmelo Anthony to the Bulls. Now, it's been rumored that the Bulls will not play him a single game. If he clears, he will be released upon clearing waivers. And they're already saying the Lakers want him. So, we shall see what happens there. I don't know why the Lakers would want him. There's been reported that the Lakers don't want to give up a guaranteed spot, but if a roster spot does open up, then they definitely would want Melo. I don't understand that. I don't get that. That doesn't seem to be the team that needs Melo. But we shall see. A number for you guys to call in and talk about any of those stories. Rockets trading Carmelo. Kansas holding on to beat Iowa State. Also, the NFL to again discuss reviewing the pass interference calls in games. We're going to be talking about that once again. We shall see if that holds up. Also, Luka Doncic tonight, man who, in my opinion, is going to be Rookie of the Year in the NBA, has his first triple-double tonight. So that's great for him. But let's go ahead and get into this NFL action. First, the LA Rams defeat my New Orleans Saints 26-23. Now, let me get into me being the fan first. If you're looking at this from just a fan's perspective, yes, we did get screwed in this game. For sure, we got screwed in this game. It's a blatant pass interference call. Even the culprit involved from the Rams admitted it was pass interference. But nonetheless, if you look at it from a fan's point of view, you were robbed, and that's that. There's nothing the NFL can do to change it. So, again, if you look at it from a fan's perspective, we got robbed. Now, let's look at it from someone who's being objective. Let's look at it from an objective Saints fan. In that regard, our defense let us down. Our play calling was terrible. If you go back and look at the first two quarters of that football game, the first two possessions, rather, I'm sorry. You look at the first two possessions. If we would have scored touchdowns on both of those possessions instead of field goals, might be a different ball game. If our defense didn't give up chunks of yardage in the passing game, if our defense maybe had played zone or mixed up your coverages rather than an all-out blitz, which give props to the Rams. They were picking up the blitz beautifully all game. If the offensive line would have held the way it should have held, I believe Saints would have won that ball game despite this call being overturned. Whether the call was overturned or not, I believe the Saints would have won that ball game. It would have been a different game. If we would have held up our end of the bargain and done what we needed to do on both sides, we could have won this football game. I blame Sean Payton, Dennis Allen. You have to take the heat for everything that happened in that game. Everything. All of it. And we took a lot of hate. We took a beating on Facebook. Still taking a beating on Facebook. But again, we had opportunities. We squandered them away. We didn't run the football well. There were things that we did not do to ensure that victory. And that's why the Rams are going into the Super Bowl. 26-23 Rams. If you want to look at it, do a little quarterbacks. Goff, yardage-wise, I played Breeze. 297 to 249. Interception on both. One TD for Goff. Two TDs for Drew Breeze. C.J. Anderson, 16 carries for 44 yards. Mark Ingram, 9 carries for 31 yards. And then, of course, receiving yard. Brandon Cooks, former Saint, 7 receptions for 107 yards. Alvin Kamara, the guy who I thought was going to play a bigger impact in the game. And don't get me wrong, he still had 11 receptions for 96 yards. So he played well. But it wasn't well enough to win. Saints go down 26-23. Don't know if the Saints can get past this one. I don't know. It's going to be tough. We got the Bears on the schedule next year. So it's going to be tough, as well as our division opponents. I mean, it should be better. We don't know what Tampa Bay and the Panthers are going to look like. It's going to be tough. So if you look at it from an objective point of view, we shouldn't have won this game because we didn't do what we needed to do. All right, let's go on to the next game right now. The game that this game was also controversial in terms of referees. The New England Patriots defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 30 to advance to the Super Bowl. The Patriots are headed back to the Super Bowl. Again, another defensive breakdown. Go back and look at the look. Go back and look at that first half for the Chiefs. Nothing in the first half. This NFL is a fast league. You can't start out slow. You cannot start out slow in this league. And that's exactly what they did. They got behind. They played catch up. But then in overtime, the defense couldn't hold. Tom Brady's going back to the big game after a 37-31 victory. Both quarterbacks were magnificent. Brady, 38-46, 348 yards and a touchdown. Two INTs. Patrick Mahomes, 16-31, 295 yards and three TDs. KC's defense has got to get better. It's got to get better. Sonny Michel, 29 carries for 113 yards and two touchdowns. Williams from Kansas City, 10 carries, 30 yards and a touchdown. Julian Edelman met his point, coming back as the best receiver on that team, 7 receptions for 96 yards. Teach ruined a brilliant day by Sammy Watkins. He had 4 receptions for 114 yards. I hate to bring up an old cliche, but on both the Saints' part at Kansas City Park, defense wins championships. And neither one of these defenses, when they had to show up, neither one showed up. And that's why we have the Patriots versus the Rams in the Super Bowl. Is this Super Bowl interesting to y'all? Is this something that you really, 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 really want to see? Tom Brady once again? I don't know, man. If I didn't have to cover it, I'll think logging hard. But, you know, we got Patriots fans on this very network. Rage. And Surfer. They love the Patriots. They love everything the Patriots stand for. They trust their quarterback. But you know the thing that's interesting to me about that? I wonder, when the winning stops and Brady's gone, will they still be Patriots fans? That's interesting. Let's see how that works out. Got a lot we're talking about tonight. You can talk about the NFL. Talk about some college basketball. Almost had an upset tonight. Talk about Carmelo Anthony being traded from the Rockets to the Bulls. Eventually, will be dealt as a free agent. Lakers look to pick him up if they can open up a roster spot for him. I don't know why you want him. I don't get that. I don't understand it. But that's what they're saying. You guys can call into the show. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call and be a part of the show, be a part of the Sports Report podcast. Real quick, let's go over to the association. Go over to the association scoreboard. Bulls defeat the Cavaliers 104-88. Trailblazers over the Jazz, 5.2 seconds left to go in the fourth, 109-104. If the Trailblazers win this game, they will improve to 29-19. Jazz go down to 26-22. Warriors up right now, the Lakers 47-37, 5 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the second half. Poor Lonzo Ball. Out hurt right now. Going to be out for an undisclosed amount of time. He's out. LeBron's out. Okay, and that game in Portland just went final. The Portland Trailblazers defeat the Utah Jazz 109-104. Lakers close the gap a little bit on the Warriors, 47-40. Brandon Ingram's leading away with 11 points. Three rebounds and assists. I wonder what Laker fans are saying right now. Because they have occurred a lot of injuries. A lot of in and out of the lineups, things like that. And I know a lot of folks were picking them for the Western Conference Finals. And my thing is, hold up. Slow your roll a little bit. There's some other teams that are vying for that right now. Let's go over the other finals in the association. The Thunder defeat the Knicks 127-109. The Wizards defeat the Pistons 101-87. Bucks defeat the Mavericks 116-106. Magic defeat the Hawks 122-103. Nets defeat the Kings 123-94. Pelicans defeat the Grizzlies 105-85. Celtics defeat the Heat 107-99. 76ers without Jimmy Butler tonight defeat the Rockets 121-93. Joel Embiid 32 points, 14 rebounds. James Harden 37 points and 6 rebounds to go along with 3 assists. And you could talk about James Harden for a second. Also, me and Doom were talking today offline, and the one thing that Doom always says that is so true. If you go back and look at James Harden, a lot of his stuff comes from the free throw line. I'm not saying he's not MVP or anything like that, but a lot of his stuff comes from the free throw line. So I don't know. We have to see. We'll have to see how that works. Because I'm not the biggest James Harden fan in the world. I like the Greek Freak the best in the NBA right now. He's young, dominant. All he needs is a jumper. And even without a jumper, he can be an all-star for years to come. But if he gets that jumper, then we're really looking at something. Really looking at something at that point. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. Like I say, you're not going to last. If you don't get any phone calls within the next few minutes, we'll go ahead and cut on out of here for the night. News is light. I don't know. Jumping back to the NFL for a minute. I don't know what the Chiefs and Saints can do. But both of those teams are going in different directions. Saints is more of a veteran-laden ball club. Chiefs, younger. Chiefs can be around for a while. Drew Brees, I know Drew don't want to go out like this. I do not think Drew Brees wants to go out like this. We'll probably see him back next year, which would be a good thing. Like, see him compete one more time before he goes on out. All right. Don't have any phone calls. Don't have anything going on. So let's go ahead and do this real, real fast. I'm not the type of person who wants to be wasting time holding people up, because again, it is late as it is. Don't forget, tomorrow night we have the Just Shining Wizards podcast at 7 p.m. Eastern time, followed by the rant at 9 p.m. Thursday we have Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They will be on Thursdays at 9 p.m. And then you are looking at this fine show, The Sports Report, every Monday night at 11:15 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw. I didn't get a chance to watch Raw tonight. I'm doing some other things. Don't know if it's gotten better. I know the Rumble's coming up. John Cena, as reported on Facebook, is injured, and his status for the Royal Rumble is unknown. So we should have to see how that goes. We will see how that goes. All right, let's go ahead and do this real quick, and we'll get on out of here for the night. Let me see if I can find this. Here we go. As you can hear, that is the close. We're going to get on out of here for the night. I want to thank everybody for being here. I saw we had a few people in the chat. How you doing, chat room? I had a few people in the chat. I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here for the night. I'll see you guys next week. Everyone have a great week. Congratulations to the Rams. Congratulations to the Patriots. It's tough, but you got to remain objective. We could have won that game. We didn't get it done. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you listening. Have a great night.